Blog Talk Radio.
Chiming in. Got a little late start, praise the Lamb of God, but we are here today, praise the Lamb, to lift up the name of Jesus on our prophetic word day. The Lord is good, praise the Lamb of God, and his mercy is everlasting. I thank and praise him for you, you, and you. Boy, oh boy, what a busy time it has been, but we are here, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and that's all that counts. We are still here. I thank God for my intercessors who are chiming in. Here is our East Coast intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God. My daughter Sylvia, how you doing, dear?
I'm fine. How are you, Prophet?
Prophet is rushing. You hear it in my voice. Praise the Lord. I can't hide when I'm rushing. I'm rushing. And I've been rushing all jumped up out of the bed. Praise the Lord. I've just been going and doing. but all is well today. Praise God. Oh, my God. I am just overjoyed with the Lord and what he's doing in my life, what he's doing for me. Sylvia, you know, sometimes you have to take time and get some things together, you know. You got to get it together. I do so much for so many people. And 9 times out of 10, when you find people like me, we neglect our own selves. And that's what's been happening to me. Now it's time for me to get it together. So I'm pulling a lot of things. And, boy, I'm telling you, just all kinds of people. I just found a letter last night. The state of Michigan owed me money. And talking about they're gonna put it back in the file and I won't be able to get it and all this kind of stuff. I'm saying, where did this come from? Negligence of the self. You have to take care of yourself. Praise God. So, you know, all that kind of stuff. I know everybody telling me, you need a wife. You need a wife. You need a wife. That's your problem, prophet. You need a wife. Everybody's telling me that. Praise God. But God ain't said it. The Lord ain't said it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. All right. Our scripture reading is going to come from 118th Psalm. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Now let Israel say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now who fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? 6 verses of 118th Psalm. The Lord blessed the hearers and the readers of his word, for the word of the Lord is blessed already. Praise God. We're going right into our first prayer today. As our intercessors come on, more will be coming forth as we prepare the fertile ground. Hallelujah for our prophetic flow today. I love God. I love Jesus today, people of God. And I'm sure there's many of you here that say, I love him too. Praise the Lamb of God. And because of that love, hallelujah, I see you there, Athelia. Your mic is hot. Good morning.
Apostle.
Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Apostle. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Athelia.
Good to have you on board. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You was kind of fearful yesterday of that weather last night, but the Lord saw you through, didn't he? Just like he said he would.
And I was praying for the outside as well. I know I had blood on
Lord,
my vocals.
All right. The Lord said he was going to pass us over, and I expected nothing less than that. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Sylvia is going to start us out in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. She's going to lead us to the throne of grace today in our general praying for our sick shut-in. Praise the Lamb of God. For those who's listening to the show, those of you who chimed in, praise God, we're going to just go forth in prayer today. Hallelujah. And let's just let the Lord lead and guide us, into his very presence. Because that's what we need and that's what we want today, is the presence and the power of God. Come on, Sylvia. Take us to the King.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for this day, God, for this moment, oh, God, in time, oh, God. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord, for forgiving us for our sins, oh, Father. Forgive us, God, for those things, oh, God, that we know and the unknown, oh, God. Oh, God, clean us up, oh, God, that we are vessels of great use to you, oh, God. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord. God, that you can use us, oh God, that, Lord, we have a relationship with you, oh Lord. Let us draw nigh to you, oh Lord. Oh God, let us continue to abide with you, oh Lord. Father, you said he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So, Father, let us abide with you, O Lord, because, Father, you said without you we can do nothing, O God. So, Father, let us continue, God, to thirst and hunger for you, O God. Thirst and hunger for your word, God, for righteousness, O God. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now, God, for your children, O God. No matter where they are in life, oh God. Oh, Father, you still have the power to deliver, God. You still have the power to save, oh God. You still have healing power, oh God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, for those in homes, oh God. Even those in the prison system, oh God. Oh, God, let them be able to hear your word, oh, God, as it comes forth, oh, God, with power and authority, oh, God. Oh, Father, let it take root in their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, and let them hide your word in their hearts, God, that they won't sin against you, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for those in homes, oh, God, those in the hospital beds, oh, God, even those in hospice, oh, God. Oh, Father, you have the last say, oh, God. So, Father, send healing, oh, God. Oh, God, heal those, oh, God, that are sick, oh, God. Heal them, God, from the top of their head, God, to the bottom of their feet, oh, Father. Everything that's out of line, oh, God, let it begin to line up, oh, God, with your original plan for your children, oh, God. Oh, God, that health shall be theirs, oh, God. We thank you right now, God, that their hearts are still pumping, God. We thank you, Lord, that they have a mind, oh, God. And, God, if they would just call on you, Lord, you said you would hear, God, and you would answer, God. So, Father, we thank you right now for them, oh, God, even those that attend to them, God. Begin, God, to give them a spirit of love, oh, God. Oh, God, that they can watch after your children, oh, God. Oh, God, let them be able to say kind words, oh, God. Let their touch be a loving touch, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God, that you see all and know all, God. Thank you right now that you're covering them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said even in old age, oh, God, they're still yours, oh, God. So, God, restore bodies, oh, God. Oh, God, restore minds, oh, God. Keep them in perfect peace, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, because it's somebody's mother, God. It's somebody's father, God. It's somebody's sister and brother, oh, God. Oh, God, and we lift them up before you, God. We remind you of your children, God. We thank you, Lord, for the youth, oh, God. Oh, God, begin to draw them by your spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, we cover them under the blood of Jesus, God, during this summer, oh, God, and those that are in transition, oh, God. Oh, God, from high school, God, into the world, oh, God. Oh, God, into college, oh, God. Protect them, God. Protect their minds, oh, God. Keep them even on campus, oh, God. Oh, God, be a wall of fire around them, Lord. Oh, God, convict them, God, when they're trying to step out of line with your word, oh, God. Let your word come up in them, God. Oh, God, that they'll walk in obedience, oh, God, even when they're away from home, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, that they will come forth, oh, God, as pure gold, oh, God. Vessels for your use, oh, God. They will be the prophets, God. They will be the evangelists, God. They will be the priests, oh, God. Even your men, oh, God. Raise up your men, oh, God, that they'll be mighty men for your kingdom, oh, God. They'll be priests in their homes, oh, God. Oh, God, they'll stand on your word, oh, God. They'll raise their children up in your word, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God, that men, oh, God, are coming to the forefront, oh, God, to do what you call them to do in this hour, God. Oh, God, hold them up, oh, God. Oh, God, let them serve you, Lord, with their whole heart, oh, God. Give them a heart, oh, God, and a desire, oh, God, to trust in you, oh, Lord, and not in the world system, oh, God. Oh, God, your women, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your virtuous women, oh, God, that are reached the younger generation, oh, God, and bring them forth, oh, God, as women of vessels, oh, God. Glory to your name, oh, God, that you can use, oh, God, for your purpose and for your glory, God. They are yours, oh, God, and they are the head and not the tail, oh, God. Oh, God, they're not of the world, oh, God. Father, let them walk in obedience, oh, God, to your word, oh, God. Begin to let them know, God, that they're fearfully and wonderfully made, oh, God. Begin to let them know, Lord, that they're not cheap, oh, God. Oh, God, that they're worth more than rubies, God. Oh, God, I thank you right now, God, for your daughters,
yes,
oh, God.
Lord.
Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, that you are hedge of protection around them, God. Oh, God, that the enemy will not have easy access to your children, oh, God. Oh, God, we curse his plans to the root, oh, God. No longer, God. Oh, God, shall he deceive them with low self-esteem, oh, God. No longer, God, should he hang money in front of them, God. Oh, God, because you own the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you, God. Everything in this world, God. So, Father, if they will seek you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, you will provide them with the abundance, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you right now for their lives, God. We thank you, Lord, that they're covered under the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our neighborhood, God, each school and each city, oh, God. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord, for each leader, oh, God, each intercessor, God, your body,
the
oh,
blood,
God.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the body of Christ, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that we'll take our rightful position, oh, God. Oh, God, that we'll take our orders from you, Lord. Oh, God, that we'll seek your face, oh, God. Oh, God, that we'll begin to trust you on another level, oh, God. Oh, Father, Prophet Shakespeare, God, I lift him up to you, God. Oh, God, strengthen him in his inner man, oh, God. Let him begin to rest, oh, God, under the shadow of the Almighty, oh, God. Oh, God, your priest, oh, God. Your priest, oh, God, in the season, oh, God. He's blessed in the field, oh, God, and he's blessed in the city, oh, God. Wherever his feet tread, God, he's taking ground for the kingdom, God. Oh, God, be a wall of fire around him as he come and as he go, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, that every need that he has, God, you already made provision for it, God. We thank you, Lord, for the gathering, God. It shall come to pass, oh, God. Oh, God, it shall change Chicago, God. Oh, God, the needs are already met, oh, God. I decree and declare, God, that funds begin to come in, oh, God. Oh, God, that there's no burden on your man of God. Oh, God, that he'll walk in freedom, oh, God, and in liberty, oh, God. Every burden that he has, Lord, he can lay it at your feet, Lord. Oh, God, because you can take care of it, God, for nothing is impossible with you, Lord. So, Father, we give you the glory and we give you the praise that's due your name. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, God. Bless your name,
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb. God. Oh, my God, we're in the fire. I feel you to come. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord just dropped something in my spirit. Oh, my God, for me to do today right here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Athelia, I want you to pray for the healing anointing and the wisdom. The wisdom, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Of God in healing. For the wisdom of God to be in our healing. Hallelujah. There's something, some things that we're missing. Hallelujah. And we're missing it, praise the Lamb of God, because we have not laid it before God concerning healing. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, we're going to talk about it, too. In the name of Jesus, and I want you to pray for the, of course, for the floor to be ready. Praise the Lamb of God for prophetic flow in Jesus' name. Come on, daughter. Praise the Lamb
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God. We call upon you on this day, Father God, all glorious, glorious Lord thy God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We raise our hand before you. We call upon your throne room, Father God. Oh, merciful King Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God. We call upon your wisdom on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You stated, Father God, if we're lacking any, Father God, you'll give it sparingly, Father God. So here we are, Father God, calling upon you, Father God, to pour out your wisdom, Father God, on your body of Christ on this phone line right now, Father God. Saturate us right now with your wisdom, Father God, with your anointing, Father God, for wisdom. In the magnifying name of Jesus, glory unto you, Lord thy God. Oh, Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, the hands that you have touched, Father God, to hold your anointing for healing, Father God. We ask you to give them the wisdom and the understanding, Father God, how to supplicate, Father God, how to seek, Father God, to have the understanding how to handle it, Father God, when to use it to hearken their voice when you call them, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, Father God. We call upon the heavens in the name of Jesus. We call upon the heavens, Father God. You are our wise counsel in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to open up the hearts and the minds and the souls, Father God, of those who are walking around with the healing anointing and they're not even aware, Father God. Glory unto you, Jesus, Lord and Savior. Hearken unto their heart, Father God. Unction them, Father God. Awaken them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That they hold the healing anointing at their bosom, Father God, and they're crying for healing and they have the answer and don't even know it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you, Father God, whatever is missing, Father God, from our standing for my intellect, Father God, for my spiritual connection with you, God. Whatever is missing, Father God, we ask you to seal it up right now in the name of Jesus. Any hedges missing, Father God, we ask you to heal it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we seek your understanding in the anointing. We seek your authority in the anointing in the name of Jesus, Father God. Arise for those who have the healing power, will stand strong, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you even right now for the understanding. We thank you right now for anything that's missing is provided right now. Father God, we just thank you in the magnified name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up our man of God, hallelujah, Apostle Shakespeare, Father God, your anointed apostle in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the connection between you and him right now. We thank you for the download right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word that's coming forth in Jesus' holy name. We thank you for the hungry spirit that's already seeking you right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah. We ask you to blow your fresh wind across the floor right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let the freshing begin in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let the spirits be ready to receive your nourishment for the soul, Father God. We give you glory and give you honor, Father God, that every eyes is open, every heart is open in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor in this day, and we say thank you, Father God, for all that's
hallelujah
coming forth, Father God.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you right now in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you.
My. Thank you, Jesus, for our intercessors here. Praise the Lamb of God who have come in to sync with us. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I see some prophetic presbyterians coming online here. Praise the Lamb of God. My Bertha is with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Oh, Oh, my God. I tell you. It's an awesome, awesome day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hi, my Bertha. How are you?
Hey, Prophet. Sylvia, I am wonderful. I am truly blessed and highly favored of God. And I just give God the glory.
Oh, well, wonderful. Praise the Lord. As long as you're giving him glory, then everything is going to be all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're going to just keep God the glory. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
boy,
Lord.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right. I haven't saw Prophet Daryl yet, but I'm sure he'll be on shortly if he's able to. Praise God. If not, we're here. My God. But let me just share some things with you before we go into our prophetic flow here. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to discuss with you what was dropped in my spirit, praise the Lamb of God, and that was prophetic healing, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord dropped that in my spirit this morning about prophetic healing, and I think a lot of times, praise the Lamb of God, when healing needs to take place and has to be done, that there's a lot of confusion that goes on, praise the Lamb of God, with us concerning our healings, praise the Lamb of God, and concerning how to be healed. Now, this is what I'm going to share with you, may not be in all cases, praise the Lamb of God, but it's definitely in many cases, praise the Lamb of God. A deep search needs to undergo, praise the Lamb of God, concerning several things. Number one is unforgiveness, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Now, these are things that hinder the healing from going forth, praise the Lamb of God. One of them is unforgiveness. We must make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that forgiveness is talked to the individual who needs the healing, praise the Lamb of God, as well as us, if it's us ourselves, that we have to go back down memory's lane, if you would, to find out if there's anything in us that is harboring iniquity, because unforgiveness turns into hatred.
That's
unforgiveness
right.
is a breeder of hatred, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And hating is not of God. We need to get rid of that and allow our pipelines to be cleared up. I'm just telling you, the Lord dealt with me with this and dropped it in my spirit to deal with so that people can be healed and delivered. The next thing, praise the Lamb of God, about this unforgiveness is it's the cause of a lot of our sicknesses, praise the Lamb of God. Within us, praise God, when we harbor and hold on to anger and unforgiveness, it wreaks havoc in our physical body. It manifests in our physical bodies from our spirit. You got to remember this. Anything that goes on in the spirit will manifest in the physical. So all that unforgiveness, all of that hatred, praise the Lamb of God, comes out in our physical body. All the anger and all of that comes out in our physical body. That's why we have tension headaches, migraine headaches, all of this other stuff that comes upon us because, praise the Lamb of God, the way we think and what we have harbored inside of our spirits, praise the Lamb of God, or in our hearts, that has to be dealt with, praise the Lamb of God, if we're going to be able to be delivered from it. Some people are healed immediately, praise the Lamb of God, upon forgiveness. Once they forgive and let go of some things, healing comes automatically. It is the trap, praise the Lamb of God, that's holding their healing from manifesting. It don't even take in the name of Jesus. It just takes forgiveness to be able to forgive and let that go. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell people all the time that unforgiveness and all of that kind of stuff and grudges is not worth, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the baggage that you have to carry from carrying it, from being that way with people. You don't have to be that way with people. So that has to be dealt with and in an honest way, praise the Lamb of God, so that true healing and deliverance can come forth. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, is, of course, the first and foremost is sin. Praise the Lamb of God. Open, active, practicing sin, praise the Lamb of God, has to be dealt with when it, as it relates to the Word of God. We need to turn from it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We need to turn from it. People who I've known that have experienced some deadly diseases, praise the Lamb of God, have made covenant with God not to go back and do what they did once before, and God has forgiven them and made them whole like he did the woman who was caught in the act of adultery. And he says, go and sin no more, praise the Lamb of God. And this is very, very active in the ministry of Jesus Christ, that people that was healed, praise the Lamb of God, his words to them was, go and sin no more, unless a worse thing come upon you.
Yes,
that's what he would tell them. Go and sin no more, unless a worse thing come upon you than what came upon you for this. Praise the Lamb of God. So we see that sin is an activator of sickness. Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. And so if I'm trapped in my sin, I may be trapped in my sickness. Praise the Lamb. I feel the Holy Ghost all over me while I'm talking to you. If I'm trapped then I'm trapped, praise the Lamb of God, in my sickness. Hallelujah. So you have to make up your mind which one is the best to you, your sickness or your sin. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Which one should you let go of? But to get rid of one, you got to get rid of the other one. Hello, light bulbs. So for one to be evicted, the other one has to be given a notice of eviction. So we have to come out of that, and true repentance has to happen. If you can't play games with God. And a lot of us think when we just go and say, well, Lord, I forgive, and you ain't forgave, praise the Lamb, your lips said it, but your heart didn't. See, and if God release you, then you are in jeopardy of your sickness coming back on you, praise the Lamb of God. A young man came to my home some years ago, praise the Lamb of God, during my first days with the mantle. Matter of fact, one of the first people I ever laid my mantle on came to my home, and they drove up, I'll never forget it, like one Friday or Saturday, they appeared at my door, and I knew one of them from Chicago. And they said they just was coming up for the weekend, but I knew that was a lie. I said, no, they weren't just coming up here for no weekend. So I entertained them. The wife and I, we entertained them and made sure that, everything was right for them. We had plenty of room in the house, praise the Lamb of God. So we, let them stay at the house and this, that, and another. When they got ready to leave Sunday night, the truth came forth, tears running down eyes and things of this nature. And they start crying and saying, please, prophet, pray for me, one of the young men. I've been diagnosed with full-blown AIDS. And I believe that if you pray for me, that the Lord will heal me. And I took this guy through a repentance covenant relationship, laid him on my sofa, laid my mantle on him, and I've never seen anybody sweat the way this young man sweated until my wife had to go get towels to put under him and this, that, and another. And he didn't even have a shirt on. and he's just sweating and sweating and sweating. And the Lord said, leave him there. We left him there for about an hour or so. And he went back to the doctor, and the doctor told him they couldn't find a trace of AIDS.
Amen.
And he made a covenant with God not to go back to the mess, not to go back to that lifestyle.
Amen.
No light bulbs.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. I got word a couple of years ago that he repented of his repentance, and he is dead.
Jesus.
He is in the grave. Hallelujah. That you cannot play games with God.
No, you can't.
Can't play games with God. He's not a game player. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And as my mother always said, when you play games with God, he always wins.
Yep.
He never loses the game. So you don't want to do that with the Lord. Praise God. Now, the next thing, praise the Lamb of God, after we deal with sin in a serious way, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I know this equals sin, but there are some things that are classified as disobedience, praise the Lamb of God, disobeying God, hallelujah, in some areas of your life that hold you in a somewhat of a bondage, praise the Lamb of God, because you're disobedient. Because you're disobedient to the relationship of father and child. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Of the father and son relationship, so to speak. You can be disobedient in some areas, and God will inflict you with something, praise the Lamb of God, until your obedience returns. And you haven't sinned as far as sin is, praise the Lamb of God, or anything of that nature. You haven't did any, and you'll be telling them, I ain't done nothing wrong, but you're walking in disobedience. I told you to do something, you did not do it. Praise the Lord. A lot of people don't understand this. If the Lord tells me today to give Bertha $500, and I have it in my power to give it to her, and I don't do it, I have disobeyed God.
Amen.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs. Now, that's not a sin, but that's disobedience.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Right? Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
That's disobedience.
Yeah.
So now that I'm disobedient, God has the right to do something, praise the Lamb of God, as my Heavenly Father, in the relationship that we have, to allow me to know that he was displeased with my disobedience.
That's
and
right.
Can put me in a condition, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that will take me coming back and responding and saying, Lord, I'm sorry for disobeying you, praise the Lamb of God, I'll rectify this, hallelujah. Jonah didn't sin against God because he wouldn't preach to Nineveh, but his disobedience wound him up in the belly of that great fish.
Right.
Yes, it did.
Hello, light bulbs. That was disobedience that did that. That was not sin.
Yes. Amen.
That was disobedience to the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lord. The first cousin to disobedience is rebellion.
That's
now,
right.
Rebellion is a higher treason than disobedience. Because rebellion is haughty disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. That's going against the ruleship. That's going against the regulations.
Mm-hmm.
That's going against anything, praise the Lamb of God, that is of your parent or of God or what have you. Rebellion is a terrible thing when you rebel, praise the Lamb of God. That's why it is as witchcraft. Now, watch this now. we see in Scripture, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus is in a mass of people, and he's with his disciples. And I know almost all believers know the story of the man born blind on the road, and he's crying out, praise the Lamb of God. And Jesus' disciples ask Jesus a question, that why is this man in this condition? Did his parents sin? Did he sin? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That he was born this way. And watch what Jesus says. Jesus says, no one has sinned, but that the glory of God may be made manifest. Praise the Lamb of God. No one sinned. No one is in disobedience or anything. God has staged this for his glory. Praise the Lamb of God. God has staged this for his glory so that he could be manifested through his son, through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, recognizing that there are some stages that are set, praise the Lamb, that God can receive glory from. Hallelujah. Now, some people would think that's wrong of God, but the wages of sin is death. Rightfully, the gift of God is life, eternal life, but the wages of sin is death, and since all is sin, God has the right to kill everybody or to heap whatever punishment he wants on or to use you in any kind of way that he wants to use you.
Yes, he does.
Hello, light bulb. Praise he still spared your life.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb. So when we think about this in prophetic, with a prophetic overtone, all that we have just discussed, when we think about this with a prophetic overtone, we must come to the place of realizing that, praise the Lamb of God, that the timing of God, hallelujah, the kairos timing of God comes into play when God has orchestrated, praise the Lamb of God, healing. When he has orchestrated a time, a season for healing, praise the Lamb of God. The next thing is, praise the Lamb of God, that the power for the healing will be present, but we have to make sure that we are conditioned not to miss it. Now, I'm saying this to you all for a purpose because we're in this season right now. Watch this now. We're in this season of signs, wonders, and miracles. Hallelujah. But the scriptures hold for us that Jesus was in the house, praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors and the lawyers was there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible said, and the power of God was there to heal them all.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the scripture said. And the power of God was there to heal them all.
Mm-hmm.
And these men came with their friend born of four who was laid on a cot and couldn't get in because of the crowd.
Right.
And they went up on the roof and tore up the roof and let their friend down through the roof. And Jesus healed him. But according to that record in Scripture, only that one man was healed.
That's right.
But it said the power of God was there.
To heal them all.
To heal them all.
Right.
But only one man got healed.
That's right. He missed it.
Jesus stopped and dealt with faith. Come on, talk to me here.
Right. Yes, he did.
Lamb of God.
He saw their faith.
When he healed that man, he dealt with faith.
Yes, he
Hallelujah.
Did.
He talked about their faith.
Yes, Lord.
That they tore up that roof to let that man down in there, believing that if they could get him in the presence of Jesus, in that atmosphere, that God would heal.
Amen.
Now, the other people that needed healing was sitting there, praise the Lamb of God. Excuse me. They were questioning the teachings, the doctrine, the position of Jesus. I want you all to see that many times we're in the right atmosphere with the wrong attitude.
True.
That's right.
Okay, somebody, ding, dong, ding, dong, ring the, wake the witches up and run them out the house. Praise the Lamb of God. We're in the right atmosphere with the wrong attitude.
Amen.
Power is there. Virtue is there. Healing
yes,
is
Lord.
There. The right timing is there, and you sitting there with a jacked up attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You can't collect the promises of God.
Help us, Jesus.
Because you're sitting there judging somebody.
Jesus.
Hello?
Amen. Help us, Lord.
You could be asking, you're not asking for. My God, my God. The scriptures are just filled with wonder and amazement to me. Just filled with it of how much power, praise the Lamb of God, that's in the scriptures that was not absorbed by the people that God wanted it for.
That's right.
Just amazing to me. I just keep looking at scripture. I look at Peter walking on the water. All of the disciples should have been out there walking. They should have been having a dance party on the water. And they sitting there watching. Scared watching. Because of their lack of faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Remember this, people of God. Healing does not happen without faith.
That's right.
Healing does not go forth without faith. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of us may need to ask the Lord to strengthen our unbelief.
That's right. That's it right there.
To strengthen our unbelief because we don't believe, praise the Lamb of God,
yes,
that we can be healed, that we can be delivered, that God can do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Us as prophetic people in this season have a twofold mission, praise the Lamb of God, and that is to allow God to work signs and wonders and miracles on us and then to allow him to work them through us.
Jesus.
I hope somebody heard me. Praise the Lamb of God. To allow God to work them on us and then allow him to work them through us. Praise the Lamb
yes.
of God. There's many people, believers in the body of Christ that need the healing touch. I feel God right here, too, while I'm talking to you.
Hallelujah.
My precious, that need the touch of God, that needs the healing
yes.
anointing. My God, that needs it desperately.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. If you could just let go
Jesus.
Of your yesterday, of what happened to you.
Jesus.
If you could just let go. If you could just let go, praise the Lamb of God, you will see a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful healing blessing come upon you. We got a caller. Erica 501.
Nigger, 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 nigger.
The blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus be filled and sent to a barren land in the name of Jesus. Those were your last words.
Blood
That's all right. No, we don't even entertain that kind of ignorance. Praise the Lamb of God.
No, we don't.
I tell you,
no, we don't.
Anytime you start teaching about God,
you know you're teaching God's word.
Just know you're on the right road. I didn't do nothing but start smiling because I know satanic opposition will come, praise the Lamb of God,
yes,
when you're doing the will of God. It's all right with me. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. I let me know I'm doing the will of God. I'm doing it right. Hallelujah. Come
Amen.
On. With
In the name of Jesus. We give God
and we don't judge him, but we ain't mad at him. We forgive
Amen.
You. The Lord is
yeah.
able to save your soul.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Oh,
boy,
oh,
boy.
Lord, God.
God is too, my God is good. Our God is too good, and it's too
Hallelujah.
And it's powerful for that type yes. of racial slurring
Amen.
To disturb me.
Right.
Too many people have marched and died for me not to be bothered with
yes.
that.
Lord.
Praise the name of God.
Lord.
Too many
Amen.
People have been time.
We
are almost. But when you and don't get displaced, people of God. That ain't none to discuss. We ain't going to even discuss that. Hallelujah.
No,
let love flow from your heart. Let love flow from your heart right now to that person.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus.
All
Hallelujah.
He needs is, he just needs Jesus.
Yes,
praise
need
the
Jesus.
Lamb of God.
That's all.
Yes.
Transformation. Yes, Lord.
He's Jesus. That's all he needs. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it's all
Lord.
Right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. It's all right, people of God. We are here.
Thank
and we
Jesus.
Love all of our heart,
Don't
all of our soul,
love God. Yes, Lord.
All of our mind. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't you love God today? I love
Hallelujah.
Him today. I love
Jesus.
The Lamb
Lord.
Of God.
Yes,
oh,
I love
soul.
Jesus.
My soul
I know this, that even in that just took place, is a tender trap for some of us who was right on the verge of receiving our healing. Don't let the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, rob you of where we are right now. Praise the Lamb of God. We are so close. God is setting us up, and I just told you, to work miracles on you and through you. Praise the Lamb of God. But you cannot be dismayed and disturbed by the enemy's ploy. Praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Let love abide in your heart. Let love abide in your heart. It is well. Praise the Lamb of God. It is well. Great is my reward in heaven. Hallelujah. When I'm persecuted for righteousness' sake. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you're persecuted from righteousness' sake. But for those of you all, I want you to know that was a 501 area code. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. And to be on the watch just for that area code, 501. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, we are here today. And I just want to pray again, hallelujah, that this anointing, this healing anointing, praise the Lamb of God, will just rise up strong, praise the Lamb of God, on the show today. I want somebody to get their deliverance today. I want somebody
Amen.
To get their healing. Yeah. Healing today, praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm trying to see here, praise the Lamb of God. I think this prophet there, I'm not sure. Hallelujah. Maybe not. Let me see. It's just Prophet Darrell. Praise God. Error code 772.
Hello?
We got his name. Is this Prophet Darrell?
Hello?
No. No. Okay, I got you, sweetheart. What's your name?
My name is John.
John, and you're calling in today?
And I'm calling about hallucinations I've been seeing about Slender Man, and I don't know. It's kind of scary, and I don't know what to do.
All you got to do is recognize that Slender Man is a fictional character. It's not
mm-hmm.
real, and you Thanks. Give power to it in your own mind and heart. But if you give yourself over to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, praise the Lamb of God, His blood will cover you from all outside forces when it comes down
mm-hmm.
to that type of thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My 8-year-old daughter, her and I talked about Slender Man already, and she told me, Slender Man can't do nothing with Jesus, Daddy. And I got
That's
Jesus.
Right.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You have to recognize that God has provided a covering for us in the blood of Jesus, that Slender Man or no other man has power to deal with, not even the devil in hell. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we offer that to you today. Praise the Lamb.
Praise the Lamb of God.
And let your mind get in the Word of God and off the internet, listening to all of that, you know, stuff like that, man. Pick up the Word of God and read it, and you will find true deliverance in that. You will find power for your mind, your heart, and your soul, just as we have found. But Slender Man is a made-up character that, praise the Lamb of God, that somebody has put out there to prey upon the people who are, you know, for the lack of a better term, weak and not aware of what they're doing, you know?
Right.
But it's right. Can we pray with you right now?
Excuse me?
Can we pray with you right now? Would you like prayer?
Wow, okay, in the offer, name of Jesus.
You offered prayer, he dropped off the line. Praise the Lord. Okay, he don't want prayer. Hallelujah. But we got a lot of, you see this kind of stuff that's jumping on here today? My goodness gracious.
That means we're on the right
God.
Track.
Yeah.
Boy, okay. That's what it is.
Right, I know what to do. Let me purify the air right quick. I know
yes,
how to purify
it. Lord,
I know how to purify the air. Can I purify the air right quick, people?
Yes, you
can.
Yes,
I purify
the
air? Y'all don't
yes,
mind
Lord.
Me purifying
it. You're a distraction.
I'm going to show you how to purify the air when something like this happens. Oh, yeah, I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Here it is right here. Y'all just bear with me a few minutes. Lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah.
As we pray. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Your presence,
blood. Let it flow.
Yes, Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. This does it every time.
Lord. 24 elders bow.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Jesus, Spirit of the living God.
God will have glory in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
God is the absolute end in Jesus' holy name.
Ooh,
let us tell you that He is not stronger than He is.
We are here. We are here. The Lord. Hallelujah. Father Darrell Saunders, are you with us?
Oh, yes, I'm on here, Pastor.
Goodness.
Oh, yes, I'm on here, Pastor.
Oh,
blood of Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we curse everywhere.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Yes.
And
we, God, oh, my goodness, the Lamb.
We
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Whoa, whoa.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, merciful King.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God,
oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Jesus.
My God in heaven.
Jesus.
Thank you for your blessing, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you for
that.
Oh, the saints. He said, hey, know that in the world offenses will come, but woe to them through whom they'll come. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I feel sorry. I feel sorry. Lamb of God. My God, when you attack me, you attack God. That's all I want you to know. Hallelujah. Oil.
Apostle, tell me just what the Lord just showed me. Somebody get ready to die.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody get ready to die.
Lord, have mercy.
I'm going to see them just laid out in the field. Hey, come on, bro. I see the tall grass here. They just laid out in the field. Yes, God.
My God.
Oh, my God.
When you know you haven't harmed anyone, you ain't doing nothing but ministered love to people. Praise the Lamb of God. Just let God deal with it. Hallelujah. And I promise you. Hallelujah. My God, we were in such a wonderful and powerful moment of healing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't want y'all to miss that today. Praise the Lamb. Those of you who are sick in your body, oh, my God, I want you to lift your hands right now. I want you to lift your hands like that. See, this is what I do when the devil come at me. Praise the Lamb of God. I really mess him up. Praise the Lamb of God by giving some people some praise reports. That's what I like to do. I like to give some praise reports. Praise the Lamb of God. Lift your hands down. As we release, as the presbyter, we're going to release, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just as Jesus taught the word and then demonstrated the power, we do today. Praise the Lamb of God. I know there's a reason why God told me to minister to you all on healing. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. The inner man must be healed. The emotions, the heart be healed.
Yes,
the scars of yesterday, praise the Lamb of God. Of anguish, of abuse. Yes, God. Yes. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We forgive, God, today. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you today, Lord God Almighty. Ah, God, for such power you've given unto men. Oh, but your presence, God. Hallelujah, means everything to us. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the gift that's come. We thank you that you count us worthy to be persecuted for your name's sake, for your great name's sake, for your holy name's sake. Ah, God, I know your word. Have your way today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But, Lord, because you shed your blood, because you were wounded for our transgression, because you were bruised for our iniquity, hallelujah, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. Healing virtue, hallelujah, flows from you because by your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Oh, God, your people, hands are lifted. Oh, God, need your power, need your virtue. We command healing now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, yes, God. Yes, God, we command healing now. Hallelujah. Yes, God. In your mighty name, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Every manner of disease, every manner of sickness, every manner, God, in the name of Jesus. Your word said you healed them all, Father. Hallelujah. As many as came to you.
Yes.
As many as lift their hand. Hallelujah. Let it be according to my words today. Hallelujah. And lift their hand to the heaven. Father, let the power of the Holy Ghost, your power of healing, the healing balm, hallelujah, the virtue that's in you. Yes, God. Oh, there he is. Ah, oh, God, yes. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Ah, oh, God, I thank you. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, God. Ah, somebody needs to forgive today. Let that go. Let it go. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, Jesus.
Let it go.
Yo,
Jesus. Let them free. They don't have to stay. Forgive me. Let that person free. Let them free. That you can be free. To Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let the healing virtue flow. Hallelujah. On your children now, Father. Because you're God all by yourself. And besides you, there is no other. And we thank you today. Ah, God, you're healing of relationships. Oh, God, you're able today. Oh, healing go. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Thank God.
A mental illness, God, you're able today. You're able today. Ah, God, schizophrenia, bipolarism, you're able today. You're able to heal today. Heal today. Heal today.
Father God.
Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Jesus, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Let your healing virtue be in us.
Yes, Jesus.
Lay hands on the sick and they recover. Hallelujah. Let it remain in us.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, that the lame can walk. That the dumb can talk. That the deaf can hear. Hallelujah. Oh, God, reclaim your name in the earth with mighty signs and wonders, miracles in us and through us. Give us testimony. Increase our faith. That as we stretch forth and in the name of your holy Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, God. Ah, God. And give us great grace. Give us great favor. In the name of Yeshua. Yes, God. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Bless your
God by you. Glory to the Lamb of God. I love him today. Woo-wee, boy, oh boy, right where you are, wherever
Hallelujah.
You are, just give God, ah, God, some praise today.
Hallelujah. God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Oh, my goodness, grace.
Hallelujah.
Mighty Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. My God. My God. My God. Oh, my God. Boy. Under even on Aisha, oh God, we command healing and strength to her body. The doctors have done all they can do now, Father. You are able, God. Gina's mother, command continuous healing, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Ah, we love you, we love you, we love you. We love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We adore you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
It is like I under the Hoshadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad Yes, God. Oh, God. Yes, God. Oh, we love you, God. Thank you for prayer. Thank you for hearing prayer. Thank you, Father, for giving me a hearing heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you for revelation, for inspiration. Thank you for Prophet Daryl now. Thank you for Bertha. Thank you for these intercessors. Oh, God, as we go forth now, speak to our hearts. Speak to our hearts through our tongue that we may be a blessing to your people. In the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen and amen. All right, people of God, we're about to open the mics now. Hallelujah. And just do some speaking into your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I just love God today. You see, I got some some people here. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. Can I find them here at this? Here we go. Here's one right here. Error code 757.
Katrina.
Katrina, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. And you?
I'm doing pretty good, Katrina. Katrina, good. What's going on, girl? What's happening with you?
A lot. Just having some health issues and just having issues with finding my path as far as my career. You know, it's just, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You are friends with Francis Sharp?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
Praise the Lamb of God. Are you in church presently?
No, I'm at her house.
No, I'm talking about, are you a member?
Definitely. Yes,
okay, I just want to make sure I got to check your track record now and make sure, praise the Lamb of God, you've fallen in line for the blessings. Praise the Lamb of God. You are working, but you need a career change, you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Do you have any children?
No.
Okay. Wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Girl, you're set up for a blessing then. Oh, my God. Are you willing to change cities?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You're willing to change cities to work?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And for God to redesign your life, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, because that's what I see. I see you moving. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Relocation taking place. Sometimes when we can't get something in one place, that's the only reason. That's what the problem really is that God is about to move us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God. Where's this other place you said you wanted to live anyway?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Uh-huh. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But have you been looking for a job there?
I have, but I'm going to be honest. Like, I haven't really gotten, like, really serious about it. But, I mean, I have been researching.
All right. Well, I want you to get serious about it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I
see you moving by the fall.
Oh,
praise
wow.
Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I see you moving by the fall of this year. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the relocation is going to take place, but some other things is going to take place there. Praise the Lamb of God with you. Some connections and things of that nature that is going to be a blessing to your life is going to happen. You're going to meet some new people. Praise the Lamb of God. It's time for a change for you. You need a change of scenery. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just going to put it that way. You need a change of scenery. Hallelujah. Yeah. And get rid of all that harassment stuff that's been going on. It's the Lamb of God. And God's going to do that for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha May. I don't know why I call Bertha May. My Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophetess, you with me?
Yes, I am.
Do you have anything you want to say to this daughter?
Yes, Katrina. As Papa was speaking with you, the Lord says also that you must walk in faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Walk in faith. And how do you get faith? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Get into your word more because you're lacking in your word life. And in order for your faith to increase, you've got to know the word of God, to believe what he says will manifest and come to pass. And as Papa was saying, you need to move the word of God that you all want to move, because there's a lot of confusion around you. And it's confusing your mind and your thoughts. Some days you don't know which way you want to go, left or right, up or down. But God says all of that is fixing to change. Trust him, rely on him, and depend on him. And everything that he has promised you is going to come to pass. But first, get a relationship with him, a mature, sincere relationship and divine connection with God. Put him first and not last, says the Spirit of God. And walk in faith, not yesterday faith, but now faith, right now faith, in Jesus' name, says the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Prophetess. Amen. Thank
Prophet Darrell, anything you want to say to the sister?
When you were when Apostle Shakespeare and my Bertha was talking, I just heard this scripture says, "Move out from around your kindred. Move away from around those who are familiar with you." He said to tell you that this new place you're going to is going to mean much to you. It's going to mean much for you spiritually and naturally so. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because the Lord said he's elevating you in the spirit. You're getting to be mature in the spirit here to where they're, oh, my God, yes, God. It's getting ready, God said it's getting ready to be a refilling, a refreshing to you. In other words, he's getting ready to rebaptize you in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So where the tongue that you used to speak, you shall speak no more. But the tongues that come out of your belly now shall be warfare.
Yeah.
These tongues that come up out of your belly now shall be rebuke. Words of correction, hallelujah, to where demons is going to come to naught. And they're going to know not to step to you all because the fire and the glory of the Lord that's going to be upon your life in this new season. He said when he moved you to this new season, he said don't look to the right, don't look to the left, but look forward. Because what's to come is better than what's been.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I guess you got a lot today, daughter.
Yes. Thank you so much. It was right on time.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. We bless you, okay? Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Praise the Lamb. I got another one here. Area code 757-338.
Yes, Victor.
Victor, how you doing today?
Doing good, Prophet. Doing real good. Really good.
You all are down in what area there? Are you 757?
I'm in Franklin. I'm in Franklin also.
You in where?
I'm in Franklin also.
Franklin? Where is that at? Virginia.
That's
y'all in Virginia? Y'all
yes,
Virginians. Y'all them Virginians. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you know, I was confused about Virginia for years because I had an auntie named Virginia. And every time somebody told me they was going to Virginia, I thought they was going to see my aunt. I used to tell them, tell her I say hi. I'm going to Virginia. I thought they was going to praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, how are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good.
You doing good? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Mm. Mm. Prophet Darrell?
When I heard his voice, the Lord dropped this song in my spirit.
Uh-oh. Let's hear it.
Bless me. Bless me. Oh, Lord. Bless me indeed, Lord. My territory. God is getting ready to enlarge your territory.
Yes, Lord.
And I heard it said, lay your hands on me. Because I need an increase. I know. Because when you begin to humble and submit yourself under the anointing and the power of God, God said he's getting ready to enlarge your territory. Hallelujah. And as he began to enlarge your territory, hallelujah, I see a refreshing in the relationship here. So says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord.
My God.
Yes, God. He's going to reconnect you with some folk that you have lost communication with. That y'all was real close at one time, but something happened to where y'all done got separated. But God said he's getting ready to reconnect you with these people here, and they're going to take you to where, they're going to take you where you need to go, naturally and spiritually so.
Now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, because I heard the Lord say that there is a ministry call on your life, my brother. Praise the Lamb. Are you in ministry presently?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and this ministry call that's on your life, praise the Lamb of God, is being hindered by some people. There's some opposition, praise the Lamb of God, that's been working against you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that really don't want you functioning in this, that, or another, or going forth, or we'll just put it that way, going forth to really do what God will have you to do. But as Prophet Darrell has stated, there's going to be a reconnecting, praise the Lamb of God, with you, with some people that is really going to be excited about the reconnecting, and some doors are going to open real fast for you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's going to cause you to prosper, praise the Lamb of God, especially in the ministry area. God is really got his eye on you right now about the ministry area for you to redeem the time, praise the Lamb of God. This spike has just been very dormant and slow. He's going to redeem the time. So you get ready, get your best shoes out, praise the Lamb of God, and get ready to go and do what God has called you to do, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The dam is breaking for you. Hallelujah. The dam is breaking.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Your blessings are going to overtake you. Hallelujah.
Thank
your
you,
blessings
Lord.
Are going to overtake you. Hallelujah.
You,
that's God. Hallelujah. Was you going to say something else, Prophet Darrell?
No, I was just listening with you.
I thought you was one. Bertha, was there anything prophetic?
Listen, the Lord says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Listen, as prophet, I agree with everything both apostle and prophet have said, but there are also some things God said that you need to let go in order to go further into the destiny that he has for you. And the song of James Cleveland came to mind when I heard your voice. I don't feel no ways tied.
Yes.
And I just can't give up now. Because
I've come too far.
From where I started
from.
Nobody told you that this road was going to be easy. But rest assured that God did not bring
believe.
You this far to leave you. Wait on the Lord. And be of good courage. Wait for God to move you. Don't try to do it yourself. Wait on God. Wait on the Lord. Says the Spirit of God, be of good courage. And you shall strengthen thine heart. When you let go of everything you're supposed to let go, and the purification begin in your mind and your heart, you will see God move mightily in you in this season, says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Remember the earlier, I don't know if you was on earlier, my brother, but the forgiveness must be real in you to forgive and let people go.
Mm-hmm.
To forgive and let them go. It's the Lamb. It must be real in you so that your complete emotional and spiritual healing can take place. So you can go forth and... That's what Satan tried to trap us up at, so that he can accuse the brethren and we can't receive the deposit of God that God has for us. But we must be the community of forgivers. So make sure you forgive. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Name that's above every name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, my brother. You be blessed, man of God.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, praise the Lord. My God, this prophetic presbytery on point today. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, I messed Prophet Darrell up. Let me open your mic back up, Prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to keep some of these mics closed, so that we won't have all this background noise. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, here we go now. All right, we're going to open some more mics here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm open some of these mics. My goodness. Mess around and get hit in the nose up in here again. Ah, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Let me see here. All right. We're going to open this mic up right here. What I'm scared of. Come on, Satan, if you're on the line. Let's go. Error code 11111111111. Who's calling?
What?
Who? Who's calling?
Hello?
Hello?
Right.
All right. I tried, y'all. I tried. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Nobody said
Eric 270.
Hello.
Hello, your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Oh, my mic is hot?
Yes.
Oh. How are you all doing today?
We're fine. How are you doing?
How are you? Oh, I'm doing good. So, I was talking to God yesterday, and, he told me, that rape was good. Like, what's your opinion on this?
That rape was good? He being raped?
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, God.
That's about another show. That's what I think about.
That's the same man that called in about the Slender Man. That's the same man.
That's all right. He just needs some attention and don't know how to get
it.
I ain't got time for no business. Hallelujah. Error code 323. Your mic is hot.
Hello, this is Luana.
Hi, Luana.
Hi, Prophet. How are you doing?
Yeah, yay. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
How's the drought down there? Is the drought passing? Y'all got some rain yet?
Not yet. I'm living in my own spiritual oasis, but the rest of the state is in the drought.
Oh, my God. I tell you, y'all driving the price of food up. Boy, oh boy,
yeah.
Because there is no water. My goodness gracious. Luana is here with us. You are Bertha. Come and speak something into this girl's life for us.
God says all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. God says just keep on walking by faith and not by sight. God says, keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help. Because everything that the devil meant for evil, God has turned it around for your good in this season. Walk in your victory, says the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir, Prophet.
I need you to talk to this girl now.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus.
This one, our faithful ones. This one, our faithful ones here.
I really have to be careful how I witness and minister to these people. Because now God is just showing up and showing up. But I want to tell you this, sis. The Lord said when you begin to see yourself going further, he said, forget about the naysayers and go forward.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord said you've been at a spirit of stagnation. In other words, you've been at a standstill. It just seemed like you cannot progress either in the natural or the spirit. It just seemed like every time you would take a step up, someone would snatch you back. But the Lord told me that you would just begin to shake yourself loose. Got some people and some folk in some places. He will allow the shackles to fall off your feet. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord said it's been like a weight in your spirit here. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
But as you begin to come on, no, come on, they say, come to those. God said,
hallelujah.
Just said, hallelujah. Because see, folk be speaking in tongues and cannot interpret what they have spoken. Hallelujah. But the Lord told me to tell you that he's getting ready to drop every weight.
Amen.
That was easy, but said you everything that was holding you back.
Uh-huh.
It's getting ready to be a spiritual release for you. So thank the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And not only that, even in this, some about this companionship, God going to straighten it out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody needs somebody.
That's
even
right.
The enemy needs somebody to entertain. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, Prophet. Praise the Lord.
It's time for you to come out of the Lonely Heart Club. So says the Spirit of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
She said, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, the Lonely Heart Club.
Amen.
Praise God. I got to remember that one.
Ooh, yes,
now,
Lord.
Praise the Lamb. Then, Luana, you know, you're so gifted and multi-talented. You have so many ingenious ideas that's flowing through you, praise the Lamb of God, that could cause you to be a millionaire, multi-billionaire in the morning until it's crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. Just so, and I hear in Prophet Darrell's voice, this release is going to come. I don't know if you're going to be able to take all of this that's going to be coming to you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to even see some of your old ideas that you're going to be able to just bring them back and put them into position, praise the Lamb of God, and you're going to see things start coming into fruition and prolificating for you, praise the Lamb of God. A very fruitful season is ahead of you, praise the Lamb of God. A very fruitful and prosperous season is ahead of you. So just get ready for it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You,
God is blessed. You a very strong person. On one side of you is very strong, independent and strong. But then there's a little girl on the inside of you, deep down on the inside of you, praise the Lamb of God, that needs the loving care of the Heavenly Father. And God is going to take care of that for you also. It is well. Praise the Lamb of God. You and your sisters, y'all like reverse of each other in personality. You know, I always look at children who raised in the same home by the same parents, but both of them different. And that's the way you and your sisters. But at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, you are a very, very precious gift to the body of Christ. And I thank God for you for being a part of PSMI.
Amen.
They do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, we need to talk to you. Oh, my God. Angel need to talk to you. Praise the Lamb of God about the media ministry. All right. Praise the Lamb. We're moving right along. Okay. Love you, baby. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's our daughter all the way down in California. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, boy. Wait a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get down. Yeah. Okay. Praise God. Boy, we got so many numbers for today. Oh, my goodness gracious. What am I going to do? Lord, have mercy. Boy, oh. I'm going to let one of y'all do this. Well, we did that one. Did this one. Okay, here we go right here. Praise God. I'm trying to find this order because there's so many. Praise God. Error code 619.
Hello. This is Ann.
Hello, 619 error code.
Hello, this is Ann.
This is who?
This is Ann, California. Can you hear me?
Oh, this is Ann. Oh, this is I got sister just that quick. I'm a bad man, I tell you. You saw that too, Bert?
No, my sister was going to call in, but here I am.
Your sister called in, and then you called in. Lord, I tell you, y'all trying to play the double digit on us today here. Praise God, it's all right. You're a good number two. Praise the Lamb of God. We love you.
Well,
and praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Bertha, what we say to Ann today?
Hi,
this
Ann.
Is
how are you? The Lord says one word to you, Ann, and that's peace.
Oh,
and that you have and the peace that you need, he has already released it unto you. Perfect peace, says the Spirit of God.
Prophet Darrell.
I just want to tell Sister Ann that the Spirit of the Lord is pleased with your life. Well, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know where you're at in your spiritual walk. God, you put a smile on God's face. And anytime the Lord shows a smile of face, that means they're representing He's pleased. So cool. God, see it. Mm-mm. Yes, God.
Wow.
Not only that, the Lord said He's getting ready to overflow your meal barrel as well. Hallelujah. Every time you think you're getting ready to bottom out, God says He's going to overflow. Hallelujah. Because you like the Shulamite woman, you'll give your land.
Jesus.
And the Lord is getting ready to bless you for your faithfulness and your obedience. Oh,
yeah.
Amen.
Hey, y'all, you we got to redo some stuff that we already did and add more. Right.
My God, we got some noise in the
back.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You back, Ann?
I'm here, Prophet.
Okay, well, that was a noise. Okay. That was noise in your background. Praise the Lord.
No, not me. But I heard some noise going on. No.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Did you hear Prophet Darrell when he spoke to you?
Yes,
okay, praise the
Thank
Lamb
you.
Of God. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, wait a minute. Now, and I don't know where home is. I don't know if this is down in Imperial. I don't know if this is in San Diego. Or I don't know if this is in the Bahamas or the Caribbean. But God said, be prepared to go home. Now, I don't know, only you know where home is. Be prepared to go home because there's going to be some papers that you're going to have to sign.
Okay.
Hold on. Hallelujah. God said you have to go in the next month. Praise the Lamb of God. There's going to be some important papers you're going to have to sign. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes. Bless your name, Lord. Boy, he spoke that just as clear and good. Hallelujah. I like when you speak like that. That was awesome. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord says to you. Your blessings is on the way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Minister. I forgot to say minister. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, moving right along. We got a 313 area code here. Got a few more minutes here. Praise God. 313-825, your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet. It's Valencia.
Valencia.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Oh, we're blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Highly
Amen.
Favored. Yes, we are.
Yes, absolutely.
My God. God said there's three job opportunities coming to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God said the second one is the one to take.
Amen. Thank you.
Three is coming. The second one is the one for you to take. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know nothing about your work situation at the moment.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. But God is finna, is opening the doors for you, praise the Lamb of God, to walk through.
My God.
Oh, my
Thank
goodness
you.
Gracious.
Thank you.
Lord, it's so good to you. You've just
Thank
been a faith
you.
Walker here lately. Praise the Lamb of God. And stand. See, God, let me tell you something. God ain't going to never let somebody down who upholds him and upholds his word. God ain't going to never let you down. Just keep upholding the word of God the way you do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep walking in faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Most believers won't uphold the word of God. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But you have to be an apologist. You have to defend the faith. Praise the Lamb. And that is a beautiful trait you have. Hallelujah. And God is well pleased with that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you reverence the word. You honor the word of God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And anybody who honor that word, God will honor. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, your boy, what a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. Bertha, you hear anything for your sister? Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir.
You hear anything for your sister?
I just want to touch and agree with everything you have said, Apostle.
Amen.
I just stand in agreement with you, and I just tell her to get your expectations up and keep your word and keep your promise that you made to God. Because I hear you.
Amen.
I just want to dip in your lip. I want to dip in your prayer time with God. I cannot just be nosy a little bit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You said,
Absolutely.
Lord, if you get, you said, Lord, if you would increase my finances, I was so
good. Oh, my God. I just said that a couple of days ago. I just prayed it all out. My God.
Yeah, I'm finishing. What did you say she said?
She said to the Lord, I'm going to tell you word for word. You said, Father God, if you will give me the money, the finances, I will sow the seed.
Yes. Yep.
Isn't that what you said?
Builder of the kingdom. It is, absolutely. Thank you, Jesus.
I can hear a little bit. I just want to be looking over. I'm not going to tell everything else what you talk to the Lord about.
Well, I hope our pastor prophet is included in that seed, Lord Jesus.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
My God, my God, my God. Praise the Lord.
I'm going to tell you this, sis, and I heard that. I don't know what type of job you're going to be looking for, but this next job that you're going to get here, you're going to be making $23 an hour.
Get out of here. Oh, my God. Listen, I used to work at Pepsi, and I worked there for 12 years. When I left there, I was making $22.90.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, God is going to redeem
wow.
it.
And that was what
Hallelujah.
I was going to say. Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus.
The door is opening
wow.
for you. Praise the Lamb of
Glory
God. Remember, a second job, the second one.
The
Praise
second
God.
One, will not forget.
That you picked the right one. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And don't look at what is, look at what will be. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you walk through a door, and where they want to start you at, praise, ain't about nothing. But Maganese can testify
mm-hmm.
to that. You walk into a door, and then in a few weeks, things start working for you up in there. So until you, they look at her like she's the boss walking through there now.
Because she is.
Hallelujah, boy. I tell you the truth. God can turn your situation around so fast and can show you favor, in the midst, praise the Lamb of God, of your enemy. Hallelujah. God can do it for you, and he's going to do it for you. Just watch and see. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Bertha, you back with us?
Yes, I am.
You have something you want to say to Valencia?
Valencia?
Yes.
Great is your faithfulness, honey. God is pleased with your faithfulness. And when we are faithful to God, God rewards us. You just keep standing strong, being that
hero to them sweet little beautiful girls. Being the mother that God has ordained you to, continue to walk in holiness and live in holiness. Honey, there's nothing but favor around you. There's no way for you to go but up higher in the Lord. Be encouraged. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much.
My God, ain't God good? That was so sweet.
Yeah.
My birth to try to steal all my children from me. Praise the Lord. It's all right, my birth.
All children need two
you
parents
can
to need them, and a father.
Amen.
You can come down the mother.
I know you. She's trying to praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. People of God, let me say to you, praise God. Hallelujah. You have these last few minutes. This has been a wonderful show. I believe
yes,
God has healed some people and delivered some people through this show today.
Oh,
and also,
yes.
Lamb of God, the assault and the attack of the enemy is going to rise up even stronger, not just at me, but at you all too. If you, praise the Lamb of God, lift up the name of Jesus, you love him, praise the Lamb of God, you will be persecuted. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. But I want you to be strong in the power of his might. Hallelujah. And be a good soldier. Endure hardness as a good soldier. And don't be weakened and brought down by the onslaught of the enemy. Satan knows his time is up.
Yes,
it's God's time
to
work now. Hallelujah. And he can't do nothing but act like a baby that's caught in a playpen and all the other kids is out playing.
That's right.
Kick and holler. Kick and holler. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I tell you this, the love of God that's on us is powerful. Hallelujah. Be covered in the blood of Jesus today as you go. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I love you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Anybody want to sow seeds or buy some of our material? PSMINTL.org. We love you. We bless you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bertha. Thank you, Prophet Darrell.
You're welcome.
And our intercessors, thank you so much for being here. Praise the Lamb of God. We love you. We bless you. We talk to you tomorrow. I got to go.
Amen. Take away the songs I sing. Take away all the lies and all the songs you let me write. Does the man I am today say the words you need to say? Let them see another smile, another face, another breath, a grain of sand, passing quickly through your hand. I give my life.